Welcome to Sleepnicity. We're a podcast that reads public domain works so that you might relax and get a better night's sleep. Tonight, we'll be reading Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, Song of Myself, cantos 17 through 32. These are really the thoughts of all men in all ages and lands. They are not original with me. If they are not yours as much as mine, they are nothing or next to nothing. If they are not the riddle and the untying of the riddle, they are nothing. If they are not just as close as they are distant, they are nothing. This is the grass that grows wherever the land is and the water is. This, the common air that bathes the globe. With music strong I come, with cornets and my drums. I play not marches for accepted victors only. I play marches for conquered and slain persons. Have you heard that it was good to gain the day? I also say it is good to fall. Battles are lost in the same spirit in which they are won. I beat and pound for the dead. I blow through my embouchures my loudest and gayest for them. Vivas to those who have failed, and to those whose war vessels sank in the sea, and to those themselves who sank in the sea, and to all generals that lost engagements, and all overcome heroes, and the numberless unknown heroes, equal to the greatest heroes known. This is the meal equally set. This the meal for natural hunger. It is for the wicked just same as the righteous. I make appointments with all. I will not have a single person slighted or left away. The kept woman, sponger, thief are hereby invited. The heavy-lipped slave is invited. The venereal lee is invited. There shall be no difference between them and the rest. This is the press of a bashful hand. This is the float and odor of hair. This is the touch of my lips to yours. This the murmur of yearning, this the far-off depth and height, reflecting my own face. This the thoughtful merge of myself, and the outlet again. Do you guess I have some intricate purpose? Well, I have. For the fourth month's showers have, and the mica on the side of a rock has. Do you take it I would astonish? Does the daylight astonish? Does the early red start twittering through the woods? Do I astonish more than they? This hour I tell things in confidence. I might not tell everybody, but I will tell you. Who goes there? Hankering, gross, mystical, nude. How is it I extract strength from the beef I eat? What is a man anyhow? What am I? What are you? All I mark as my own, you shall offset it with your own. Else it were time lost listening to me. I do not snivel that snivel the world over. That months are vacuums, and that the ground but wallow and filth, whimpering and truckling fold with powders for invalids, conformity goes to the fourth removed. I wear my hat as I please, indoors or out. Why should I pray? Why should I venerate and be ceremonious? Having pried through the strata, analyzed to a hair, counseled with doctors, and calculated close, I find no sweeter fat than sticks to my own bones. In all people I see myself, none more and not one a barleycorn less. And the good or bad I say of myself, I say of them. I know I am solid and sound. To me, the converging objects of the universe perpetually flow. All are written to me, and I must get what the writing means. I know I am deathless. I know this orbit of mine cannot be swept by a carpenter's compass. I know I shall not pass like a child's curlicue cut with a burnt stick at night. I know I am August. I do not trouble my spirit to vindicate itself or to be understood. I see that the elementary laws never apologize. I reckon I behave no prouder than the level I plant my house by, after all. I exist as I am. That is enough. If no other in the world be aware, I sit content. And if each and all be aware, I sit content. One world is aware, and by far the largest to me, and that is myself. And whether I come to my own today, or in 10,000, or 10 million years, I can cheerfully take it now, or with equal cheerfulness I can wait. My foothold is tenoned and mortised in granite. I laugh at what you call disillusion, and I know the amplitude of time. I am the poet of the body, and I am the poet of the soul. The pleasures of heaven are with me, and the pains of hell are with me. The first I graft and increase upon myself, the latter I translate into new tongue. I am the poet of the woman, the same as the man, and I say it is as great to be a woman as it is to be a man, and I say there is nothing greater than the mother of men. I chant the chant of dilation or pride. We have had ducking and deprecating about enough. I know that size is only development. Have you outstripped the rest? Are you the president? It is a trifle. They will more than arrive there every one and still pass on. I am he that walks with the tender and growing night. I call to the earth and see half held by the night. Press close, bare bosom, night, press close, magnetic, nourishing night, night of south winds, night of the large few stars, still nodding night, mad, naked summer night. Smile, O voluptuous, cooled breath, earth, earth of the slumbering and liquid trees, earth of departed sunset, earth of the mountains misty topped, earth of the vitreous pour of the full moon just tinged with blue, earth of shine and dark mottling the tide of the river, earth of the limpid gray of clouds brighter and clearer for my sake, far swooping, elbowed earth, rich apple bosomed earth, smile, for your lover comes. Prodigal, you have given me love. Therefore, I to you give love, oh, unspeakable, passionate love. Thruster holding me tight, and that I hold tight, we hurt each other as the bridegroom and the bride hurt each other. You see, I resign myself to you also. I guess what you mean. I behold from the beach your crooked fingers. I believe you refuse to go back without feeling of me. We must have a turn together. I undress, hurry me out of sight of the land, cushion me soft, rock me in billowy drowse, dash me with amorous wet, I repay you. Sea of stretched ground swells, sea breathing broad and convulsive breaths, sea of the brine of life and the unshoveled yet always ready graves, howler and scooper of storms, capricious and dainty sea, I am integral with you. I too am of one phase and of all phases. Partaker of influx and efflux, I, extoller of hate and consolation, extoller of aims and those that sleep in each other's arms, I am attesting sympathy. Shall I make my list of things in the house and skip the house that supports them? I am not the poet of goodness only. I do not decline to be the poet of wickedness also. What blurt is this about virtue and about vice? Evil propels me, and reform of evil propels me. I stand indifferent. My gate is no fault finder's or rejecter's gate. I moisten the roots of all that has grown. Did you fear some scrofula out of the unflagging pregnancy? Did you guess the celestial laws are yet to be worked over and rectified? I find one side a balance and the antipedal side a balance. Soft doctrine as steady help, as stable doctrine, thoughts and deeds of the present, our rouse and early start. This minute that comes to me over the past decillions, there is no better than it and now. What behaved well in the past or behaves well today is not such wonder. The wonder is always and always how there can be a mean man or an infidel. Endless unfolding of words of ages. And mine a word of the modern, the word in mass. A word of the faith that never balks, here or henceforth, it is all the same to me. I accept time absolutely. It alone is without flaw. It alone rounds and compels all. That mystic, baffling wonder alone completes all. I accept reality and dare not question it. Materialism first, and last, imbuing. Hurrah for the positive science! Long live exact demonstration. Fetch stone crop mixed with cedar and branches of lilac. This is the lexicographer. This the chemist, this made a grammar of the old Cartouches. These mariners put the ship through dangerous unknown seas. This is the geologist, this works with the scalper, and this is a mathematician. Gentlemen, to you the first honors always. Your facts are useful, and yet they are not my dwelling. I but enter by them to an area of my dwelling. Less the reminders of properties told my words, and more the reminders they of life untold, and of freedom and extrication, and make short account of neuters and geldings, and favor men and women fully equipped, and beat the gong of revolt, and stop with fugitives, and them that plot and conspire. Walt Whitman, A Cosmos of Manhattan, the Sun. Turbulent, fleshy, sensual, eating, drinking, and breeding, no sentimentalist, no stander above men and women or apart from them, no more modest than immodest. Unscrew the locks from the doors. Unscrew the doors themselves from their jams. Whoever degrades another degrades me, and whatever is done or said returns at last to me. Through me the afflatus surging and surging, through me the current and index. I speak the password primeval. I give the sign of democracy. By God, I will accept nothing which all cannot have their counterparts of on the same terms. Through me, many long dumb voices. Voices of the interminable generations of prisoners and slaves. Voices of the diseased and sparing and of thieves and dwarfs. Voices of cycles of preparation and accretion, and of the threads that connect the stars, and of wombs, and of the father stuff, and of the rights of them the others are down upon, of the deformed, trivial, flat, foolish, despised, fog in the air, beetles rolling balls of dung, through me, forbidden voices. Voices of sexes and lusts. Voices veiled, and I remove the veil. Voices indecent by me clarified and transfigured. I do not press my fingers across my mouth. I keep as delicate around the bowels as around the head and heart. Copulation is no more rank to me than death is. I believe in the flesh and the appetites. Seeing, hearing, feeling are miracles, and each part and tag of me is a miracle. Divine am I inside and out, and I make holy whatever I touch or am touched from. The scent of these armpits, aroma finer than prayer. This head, more than churches, Bibles, and all the creeds. If I worship one thing more than the other, it shall be the spread of my own body or any part of it. Translucent mold of me, it shall be you. Shaded ledges and rests, it shall be you. Firm masculine coulter, it shall be you. Whatever goes to the tilth of me, it shall be you, you, my rich blood. Your milky stream, pale strippings of my life. Breast that presses against other breasts, it shall be you. My brain, it shall be your oculate convolutions. Root of washed sweet flag, timorous pond snipe, nest of guarded duplicate eggs, it shall be you. Mixed tousled hay of head, beard, brawn, it shall be you. Trickling sap of maple, fiber of manly wheat, it shall be you. Sun so generous, it shall be you. Vapors lighting and shading my face, it shall be you. You sweaty brooks and dews, it shall be you. Winds whose soft tickling genitals rub against me, it shall be you. Broad muscular fields, branches of live oak, loving lounger in my winding paths, it shall be you. Hands I have taken, face I have kissed, mortal I have ever touched, it shall be you. I dote on myself. There is that lot of me, and all so luscious. Each moment and whatever happens thrills me with joy. I cannot tell how my ankles bend, nor whence the cause of my faintest wish, nor the cause of the friendship I admit, nor the cause of the friendship I take again. That I walk up my stoop, I pause to consider if it really be. A morning glory at my window satisfies me more than the metaphysics of books. To behold the daybreak. The little light fades, the immense and diaphanous shadows. The air tastes good to my palate. Hefts of the moving world at innocent gamble, silently rising, freshly exuding, scooting obliquely high and low. Something I cannot see puts upward libidinous prongs. seas of bright juice suffuse heaven. The earth by the sky stayed with the daily close of their junction, the heaven challenge from the east that moment over my head, the mocking taunt, see then whether you shall be master. Dazzling and tremendous, how quick the sunrise would kill me. If I could not now and always send sunrise out of me, we also ascend dazzling and tremendous as the sun. We found our own, oh my soul, in the calm and cool of daybreak. My voice goes after what my eyes cannot reach. With twirl of my tongue I encompass worlds and volumes of worlds. Speech is the twin of my vision. It is unequal to measure itself. It provokes me forever. It says, sarcastically, Walt, you contain enough. Why don't you let it out then? Come now. I will not be tantalized. You conceive too much of articulation. Do you not know, O speech, how the buds beneath you are folded, waiting in gloom, protected by frost, the dirt receding before my prophetical screams? I underlying causes to balance them at last. My knowledge, my live parts, it keeping tally with the meaning of all things. Happiness, which whoever hears me, let him or her set out in search of this day. My final merit, I refuse you. I refuse putting from me what I really am. Encompass worlds, but never try to encompass me. I crowd your sleekest and best by simply looking toward you. Writing and talk do not prove me. I carry the plenum of proof and everything else in my face. With the hush of my lips, I wholly confound the skeptic. Now, I will do nothing but listen. To accrue what I hear into this song, to let sounds contribute toward it. I hear bravuras of birds, bustle of growing wheat, gossip of flames, clack of sticks cooling my meals. I hear the sound I love, the sound of the human voice. I hear all sounds running together, combined, fused, or following, sounds of the city and sounds out of the city, sounds of the day and night, talkative young ones to those that like them, the loud laugh of work people at their meals, the angry bass of disjointed friendship, the faint tones of the sick, the judge with hands tight to the desk, his pallid lips pronouncing a death sentence. The heave-yo of stevedores unlading ships by the wharves, the refrain of the anchor lifters, the ring of alarm bells, the cry of fire, the whir of swift-streaking engines and horse carts with premonitory tinkles and colored lights, the steam whistle, the solid roll of the train of approaching cars. The slow march played at the head of the association marching two and two. They go to guard some corpse. The flag tops are draped with black muslin. I hear the violoncello. 'Tis the young man's heart's complaint. I hear the keyed cornet. It glides quickly in through my ears. It shakes mad sweet pangs through my belly and breast. I hear the chorus. It is a grand opera. Ah, indeed, this is music. This suits me. A tenor large and fresh as the creation fills me. The orbic reflex of his mouth is pouring and filling me full. I hear the trained soprano. What work with hers is this? The orchestra whirls me wider than Uranus flies. It wrenches such ardors from me, I do not know I possessed them. It sails me. I dab with bare feet. They are licked by the indolent waves. I am cut by bitter and angry hail. I lose my breath, steeped amid honey, morphine, my windpipe throttled in fakes of death, at length let up again to feel the puzzle of puzzles, and that we call being. To be in any form, what is that? Round and round we go, all of us, and ever come back thither. If nothing lay more developed, the quahog in its callous shell were enough. Mine is no callous shell. I have insistent conductors all over me, whether I pass or stop. They seize every object and lead it harmlessly through me. I merely stir, press, feel with my fingers, and am happy. To touch my person to someone else's is about as much as I can stand. Is this then a touch, quivering me to a new identity, flames and ether making a rush for my veins, treacherous tip of me reaching and crowding to help them, my flesh and blood playing out lightning to strike what is hardly different from myself. On all sides, prurient provokers stiffening my limbs, straining the udder of my heart for its withheld drip, behaving licentious towards me, taking no denial, depriving me of my best as for a purpose, unbuttoning my clothes, holding me by my bare waist, diluting my confusion with the calm of the sunlight and pasture fields, immodestly sliding the fellow senses away. They bribe to swap off with touch and go and graze at the edges of me. No consideration, no regard for my draining strength or my anger, fetching the rest of the herd around to enjoy them a while. Then all uniting to stand on a headland and worry me. The sentries desert every other part of me. They have left me helpless to a red martyr. They all come to the headland to witness and assist against me. I am given up by traitors. I talk wildly. I have lost my wits. Blind, loving, wrestling touch, sheathed, hooded, sharp-toothed touch, did it make you ache so, leaving me? Parting tracked by arriving, perpetual payment of perpetual loan, rich showering rain, and recompense richer afterwards. Sprouts take and accumulate. Stand by the curb prolific and vital. Landscapes projected masculine. Full-sized and golden. All truths wait in all things. They neither hasten their own delivery nor resist it. They do not need the obstetric forceps of the surgeon. The insignificant is as big to me as any. What is less or more than a touch? Logic and sermons never convince. The damp of the night drives deeper into my soul. Only what proves itself to every man and woman is so. Only what nobody denies is so. A minute and a drop of me settle my brain. I believe the soggy clods shall become lovers and lamps. And a compend of compends is the meat of a man or a woman. And a summit and flower, there is the feeling they have for each other. And they are to branch boundlessly out of that lesson until it becomes omnific, and until one and all shall delight us, and we them. I believe a leaf of grass is no less than the journey work of the stars. And the prismire is equally perfect, and a grain of sand, an egg of the wren. And the tree toad is a chef d'oeuvre for the highest, and the running blackberry would adorn the parlors of heaven, and the narrowest hinge in my hands puts to scorn all machinery, and the cow, crunching with depressed head, surpasses any statue, and a mouse is a miracle enough to stagger sextillions of infidels. I find I incorporate gneiss, coal, long-threaded moss, fruits, grains, esculent roots, and am stuccoed with quadrupeds and birds all over, and have distanced what is behind me for good reasons, but call anything back again when I desire it. In vain the speeding or shyness, in vain the platonic rocks send their old heat against my approach. In vain the mastodon retreats beneath its own powdered bones. In vain objects stand leagues off and assume manifold shapes. In vain the ocean settling in hollows and the great monsters lying low. In vain the buzzard houses herself with the sky. In vain the snake slides through the creepers and logs. In vain the elk traces to the inner passes of the woods. In vain the razor-billed ox sails far north to Labrador. I follow quickly. I ascend to the nest in the fissure of the cliff. I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God. Not one is dissatisfied. Not one is demented with the mania of owning things. Not one kneels to another nor to his kind that lived thousands of years ago. Not one is respectable or unhappy over the whole earth. So they show their relations to me, and I accept them. They bring me tokens of myself. They evince them plainly in their possession. I wonder where they get those tokens. Did I pass that way huge times ago and negligently drop them? Myself moving forward then and now forever, gathering and showing more always and with velocity, infinite and omnigenous, and the like of these among them, not too exclusive toward the reachers of my remembrancers, picking out here one that I love, and now go with him on brotherly terms. A gigantic beauty of a stallion, fresh and responsive to my caresses, head high in the forehead, wide between the ears, limbs glossy and supple, tail dusting the ground, eyes full of sparkling wickedness, ears finely cut, flexibly moving. His nostrils dilate as my heels embrace him. His well-built limbs tremble with pleasure as we race around and return. I but use you a minute. Then I resign you, stallion. Why do I need your paces when I myself outgallop them, even as I stand or sit, passing faster than you?